back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly recommend you download the app, the Devil Radio app, Apple, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. Well, there is a congressional race occurring in the 3rd Congressional District, Western Wisconsin, roughly from, you know, south of La Crosse, up to Eau Claire, along the Mississippi River. Ron Kind, great congressman, friend of mine, outstanding Democratic congressman, is the incumbent. He's done one heck of a job. Carries that seat, even though Trump carries it in the presidential, includes Stevens Point. But right now, he has an opponent who ran last time, and he beat him last time. But this opponent is a guy named Van Orden. And he's going to carry a little extra little baggage this time, an extra baggage. What is the extra baggage? He has plenty of it, but what is the extra baggage? The guy's a bellhop. He has nothing but suitcases. He's baggage all over the place. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has filed an FEC, Federal Election Commission, complaint against him for wrongfully using campaign funds, his campaign funds, for his personal use. This is a serious charge. When that was charged against a congressman from California, he suffered very serious consequences. The basis of it is that Van Orden was part of the January 6th insurrection in Washington. He used about $4,000 of his personal, of the campaign funds for his personal use to travel out there and go to it. By all accounts, he did not enter the Capitol itself, although he initially lied about it and said that he wasn't part of it at all. And then there was some evidence that showed that he was in a restricted area. It's not clear what that restricted area was, whether it was just outside the Capitol or in it or wherever it was. He's not accused of striking a police officer or anything like that. But you're not supposed to use campaign funds for personal use, personal travel. You can't go, oh yeah, you know, I kind of like to go to DC. Go to DC for a couple of days, listen to Trump. Yeah, that'd be neat. That's not what you use it for. You use your personal money for that. And so the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has filed a complaint against him with the Federal Election Commission. Now, the Federal Election Commission is badly divided. Obviously, it's partisan, Democratic, Republican. And I would like to think that they would rise above politics and entertain this complaint and order Van Orden to file a response, which would be a public document, and see whether he denies going there. I don't see how he can. He did go there. And whether he denies going in a restricted area, I don't see how he can. It's been widely reported that he did. And his reasons and why he thinks that isn't personal use. It's sort of neat, he thinks, to use it for personal use, to go out there and be part of something exciting and blah, blah, blah. That's not what campaign funds are for. That's not what they're for. People, in his case, Republicans, contribute because they want a Republican congressman who follows their views or whatever, not to enjoy himself. And especially not, they are becoming the party of sedition, by the way. Not all of them, not Liz Cheney, not Mitt Romney, but Van Orden has promulgated the big lie that somehow there was something wrong with the election last time. He cannot be permitted to get in to represent Western Wisconsin. That's a seat that Al Baldus held at one time, friend of mine, great congressman. Even Steve Gunderson, he was a Republican, but a moderate, had a head on his shoulders. You know, that is a seat, Western Wisconsin, that's very important. Very, very important. Ron Kind is doing a great job. So stand by and you'll see what happens with Van Orden. But if he's the kind of guy that's going to be using campaign funds for his personal use, I don't want him on congressional committees. I don't want him deciding how money is spent. I don't want him deciding how perks are given. I don't want him to sign on his own salary or anything else. The guy has a very flexible, apparently, idea of what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine too. I mean, that's exactly what it is. This is bad news, very bad news. Federal Election Commission complaint filed against Van Orden for using using campaign funds for personal use. And we're going to stand by and see how they handle that. I want to go down to Texas. In Texas, the Democrats in the legislature vamoosed. Vamoosed. They all one at a time slipped out of the legislature, went to a plumbers union hall, gathered, went out to the airport, chartered planes, they went to Washington, D.C. Why'd they do that? Because it denies the Republicans a quorum. And the truth is that they can't pass this restrictive voting rights legislation without a quorum. And I saw the interviews. These guys are great. They go, well, no, you know, we're going to go there. We're going to go to the senator's offices. We're going to go to Manchin and Sinema. Tell them to get off the dime, pass the Voting Rights Act. Because what the Republicans are doing in Texas is so wrong. So wrong. And some of it, let me be blunt. Some of it you can argue about. For instance, they apparently in some areas in Texas have 24-hour voting. You can go at 2:30 in the morning and vote. Well, you know, that's really not the case in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, you can mail it in at 2:30 in the morning or put in a drop box at 2:30 in the morning, but you're not going to go down to an office and vote. So it wants to get rid of that. Okay, you can argue about that. In Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, I have voted by automobile. How did I vote by automobile? Well, the long lines, I just get in my car and go and line up. And when it's my turn, somebody comes running out and hands me the ballot. And I show them my ID, I vote, and it goes in, and that's terrific. They want to get rid of that. Okay. I like drive-by voting. It impacts minorities a lot, not being more flexible hours. But one of the things that it permits that is absolutely toxic, and that is to permit private observers to have really deep access on polling day, and it's going to result in intimidation of polling staff. In 2000, when the election in Florida was up in the air, the Republican Party flooded Palm Beach. They flooded the Democratic areas down there with these guys all in their 20s and 30s, big husky guys from around the country. And they'd walk up to some 90-pound, 80-year-old woman and shout at them and scare the hell out of them. And they would stop doing this and they'd stop doing that and they'd stop voting. And it was supposed that Bush's margin over Gore was like 567 votes out of millions cast. That was baloney. You know, there was a review taken later. Gore won Florida. He already won the popular vote anyway nationwide by over 500,000, but with Florida's electoral votes, he would have been president. As a result, we got the Iraq War. We got the terrible recession in 2002. We got Bush. Well, this bill in Texas will permit that again. It'll say right now, and this is true in Wisconsin, you can have observers from each party go and sort of stand there politely and not intrude, not speak to voters, not intimidate them, and just observe. And everything in Wisconsin's on the up and up. I've been voting in Wisconsin for really all of my adult life, and it's on the up and up. But down there, you can have some guy swagger in. He can carry a weapon. He can wear a cowboy hat, tight jeans, swagger up to a 80-year-old, 70-year-old woman or man, skinny little man, and just in a very gruff voice, challenge, gonna interfere, gonna shut it down if they don't like the way the vote's going. These thugs have got to be kept out of our voting places. What the Republicans will do is they'll go in line, people lined up in African-American areas, and they'll say, remember, if you have a criminal conviction, you'll go to jail for voting. That's a false statement, by the way. If you have a misdemeanor conviction, there's no impact on your voting. If you have a felony conviction in Texas and you finish your parole period, there's no impact on voting. They lie. They scare people, and some people leave line. They're not, should not be permitted to talk to people in the voting line. There is a rule in Wisconsin that says you can't campaign within 500 feet of the voting place. You can't have signs. You can't shout, vote for this one, vote for that one. You got to keep quiet, let them vote. And beyond 500 feet, remember 300 feet is a football field. 500 feet is a football field and 2/3 of another football field. You know, do whatever you want out there, put your signs up. But when people get close to voting, they should not be intimidated. This Republican bill is going to permit that. And it sailed through the legislature, the Senate rather, down there, sailed through. And what happened was hundreds of people showed up to testify against it. Some came at 6 a.m. You know when they let them testify? 1 o'clock the next morning. They were there almost 24 hours, standing in line. And then the Republicans let them testify for a few minutes while they yawned and half of them were asleep or had gone home. And then they came back and voted. It's not a democracy down there. Texas is not a democracy. It's like a post-Reconstruction state after the 1870s, where for 100 years they did what they wanted and it was not a democracy. So Democratic legislators jumped on a plane and they're in Washington, D.C. The problem is they can't stay in Washington, D.C. forever. They can't afford to. They can't afford the hotel. They're Texans. Their families are back home. Eventually, they're going to go back home. The governor, Abbott, right-winger, has put out arrest warrants for him, just like here. We had our senators go to Illinois. Remember that, over Act 10? And good for them. Good for them. And Walker was going to have him arrested. And then somebody told them the obvious, people in Wisconsin, law enforcement can't go into Illinois and start snatching people. Yeah, this is not the way to run a democracy. This is the way the Republicans run a democracy, trying to shut down voting. Be very careful. Follow this very closely. And I think ultimately, unfortunately, it'll pass down there. And after the Arizona decision, the U.S. Supreme Court, it may not get overturned. That's why we need SB 1 and HR 1. That's why we need voting rights. Going to a break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.